For the month of September, we're bringing you stories of workers across Indiana about what they do and how they find meaning in their jobs. This week, Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks profiles Ramiro Delgado. He's a junior in high school in the Modern Apprenticeship Program. The day we caught up with him, he trained with Keith Fondaugh, a steam fitter with Indianapolis Public Schools.
A little chilly this morning because the boilers have been down.
Then we will go down in a dungeon and have him unwire that.
I feel like I'm passionate about HVAC because there's like a whole like system to doing it. Like once you diagnose it, you can get the problem out the way. If there's something else, you can do that. It's like more like a puzzle. You have to solve it.
Right now it's measuring like 30 degrees of water, and that's not really accurate. So we right now think it's a sensor. We want to make sure we don't have to replace like anything big.
I feel like if I get into it early, I'm going to get used to it. I'm probably going to like it more because I know some people that don't like their jobs. I don't know why they're working there. They should just get a job they like so it doesn't feel like work.
White goes white and green goes black. Yeah.
Keith actually like teaches me and goes step by step. I actually understand it. Even if it takes like a week to understand it, I'd rather do that than not know anything. Keith, he was telling me too. He was like, each day I learn something new. So, because like as time progresses, the technology gets advanced. You have to learn that. You keep going.
It lit. You can hear it lit. That rumbling sound. That's a pulse boiler. And so we know there was fire there, but the flame rod just can't see it. So we're gonna turn this guy off.
I would like to mention my brother. He's actually 7 right now. I actually want him to like to do good in life and like know as much as I do. So he like gets a head start. He knows like what's going on in life, who to stay away from, all that. He doesn't know what he wants to do basically. He just wants to have fun, live his childhood. I do not feel like I'm a child. I mean, I feel like I should be able to drive anywhere without like somebody being like, oh, where are you coming from? Or like, you're supposed to be in class right now. If they only knew that I had an apprenticeship.
Romero, if you would, hop up there, pop those wire nuts off.
Oh, my dad, he works hard. Also my mom. They're a big inspiration to me. They just show me how to work hard. They show me how to, if you want to get something, you have to work hard for it. It's not like handed down to you. But I feel like if you work hard enough and pursue what you want to do and you're good at it, you can do a lot of stuff. My parents grew up in poverty, so they didn't have much. Right now, we're not so rich, but we're also not struggling. We're like middle class right now. And I'm gonna try to get them to high class. I want to buy my house. That's something big. Hopefully I can like achieve more. Throughout time goes, I can give them more and more. I have a car at 16. I don't think they even had a bicycle at 16. That's something to think about. I hope my parents are proud of me. I hope so.